how do we create conscious awareness then, Bob?
Well, we first need to be aware or conscious of the fact that most of the time we're not acting out of consciousness or conscious awareness, but we're making decisions based on a belief system that was set pretty much by the time we were 4, 5, 6, 7 years old and going from there. So to the degree that we're aware of this, we have a starting point. Then just like anything else, it's realizing that that doesn't serve you well and that we need to improve ourselves in that way. So how do we do that? We just put reminders in different places. Again, put that, just put consciousness on a little yellow sticky pad, put it on your computer, put it by your phone, put it in your home, put it anywhere where you're probably going to see it. And that's probably more times than not going to remember. You're going to look at that and say, oh yeah, I wasn't really thinking. So you can try to look at yourself and your life as a third party observer. That's a great way of practicing consciousness, as though you're watching a movie of your life. We can do all these things. Now, I'm just going to tell you, while there may be those one or two enlightened ones in the world today that live their lives in total consciousness, most of us won't get to that place. I certainly don't believe I'm going to. I try, but I'm right now at 55, almost 56 years old, not anywhere near where I want to be, but I'm always working on it. And I think that's the key. So as long as we are conscious of the fact that we're not usually conscious, the paradox is we're going to be more conscious.